FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Forrest Frank. Good day. Good morning to you. It's 7:21. Congrats going out again. Garrett Weaver of Willow Street. Our first winner of a Bavanda Tumblr, a Lime Life Ministries t-shirt. LimeLifeMinistries.org is the place to find out about the Move for Life. More opportunities to win coming up.
The weather has taken a 180 this morning. Mostly sunny skies in the forecast. A high around 74 degrees. Tonight looking partly cloudy with a low of 48. Tomorrow partly sunny, breezy with a high of 76 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, those clouds clearing up. Beautiful blue skies in some places. About 65 degrees. In Harrisburg, 64.
This morning, our friend Doug Meyer is here. Doug, the chair of Lancaster NDP and the Lancaster National Day of Prayer. And Doug, in addition, you are still station manager at WDAC.
Yeah, that's right.
How's everything going at WDAC?
Everything's going just fine.
We have always loved and appreciated your friendship, the way we support each other. I just love that.
Yeah, that's right. And I hope that it's a picture of what the body of Christ should be, as we work together for the same purpose, and that is to honor and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
to exalt Him.
Amen.
And may that be what we do every day.
Yeah, well, we have always appreciated that, and your support of us, and thankful that we have you as our friend. Let's talk about National Day of Prayer. It's coming up tomorrow already. Is there a theme for this year?
Yeah, this year's theme is pour out to the God of hope and be filled. And it comes from Romans 15:13, which states, "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit."
Mm.
And we live in a world today where we need hope. Our world is just looks around. There's despair, there's bewilderment, there's confusion. And in Christ, we have hope.
Yeah.
And so what a great theme for this year to look at Christ as our hope.
Yeah, amen. And if folks want to be involved in National Day of Prayer to receive that hope and that encouragement, tomorrow is when a lot of the events happen.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow through the day, we have some community gatherings that begin in the morning throughout the day. And then in the evening at Lancaster Bible College at the Good Shepherd Chapel, we will gather beginning at 6:15 for Amy and the One Accord Choir as they begin our evening together. And we will finish sometime after 8 o'clock as we pray together and hear God's word together. Alex Rivera will be with us to deliver that and lead us in our prayer time as well.
Awesome. Do people need tickets to be a part of tomorrow's event?
No tickets needed at all. Just come. We'd love to have you join with us as we gather to pray and just bring our requests to the Lord for our country.
And I love, as I drive around, I think, May must be coming because I'll see a church or somewhere put out a sign, you know, a road sign, National Day of Prayer event here, or luncheon or breakfast, right, or whatever. But there's an easier way to find out where those local events are.
Right, and you can go to the website, LancasterNDP.com, and find out all the details about where you can gather to pray and what will take place in the evening as well.
And these are still happening all over our country, not just in Lancaster.
Yeah, that's right. There's a national event that takes place in Washington, D.C., and local events that take place all over the country.
And as far as Lancaster, how long have we been doing them?
This will be our 31st year. Donna Fisher began her the National Day of Prayer events in Lancaster, and they now continues in our 31st year.
Love it. So many events going on tomorrow. Check it out, LancasterNDP.com. The event happening at Good Shepherd Chapel tomorrow night kicks off at 6:15, right?
At 6:15, that's right.
Yeah, we invite you out to pray for our country, for our county, for our churches, for everything. You guys have a lot of prayer things that you're going to be addressing
tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's right. There are, in our country, in our society, there's certain pillars, and we pray through them and just ask the Lord to bless us, and by blessing, the Lord blesses us when we obey Him.
Mm, amen.
And so it's about the church, about the people of God obeying Him so that He might bless us.
Here's an opportunity to be a part of a very special day, a day of prayer, LancasterNDP.com for all your information. Doug, we love it when you come to visit us. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Back to the music we go. Newsboys, how many times? WJTL.